Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
What's up, everybody? What's poppin' with y'all?
What the dilly? What the dilly?
What voice is that, my boy?
Yeah, what's going on?
It was super deep.
It's the right before the water, boys. Somebody drink some water and turn into CP. This is like two blunts, a row of crackers, and then no drink. So give me a second.
You was trying to die.
Townhouse, my boy. Townhouse original.
Come on, get up.
These were no Ritz. These were them oval bitches. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfucking.
Was that townhouse or?
Oh, townhouse for sure. Townhouse for sure.
Okay. All right, my boy.
Oh, townhouse for sure. If I'm going to do a cracker, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do a biscuit.
Is it a club cracker?
Absolutely, club cracker. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just, it's like, you know, But it's in the club family, but these are the townhouse. So you know how the townhouse is like the leasing office of the club. We got to go in there to the townhouse, you know what I'm saying? The San Diego lease, you know, they got a model. You know, you play golf in there. That's where that's at. These crackers is over there. They're not in the club.
Okay. That's what's up. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. What's up, Lou? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, my weekend was dope. My work. Always a blessing. Always a blessing. I'm tired as hell, though. I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Strategically vague.
Right. Hella vague.
Dope. Work.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really do much else, Pat. I don't do much else. I mean, I play video games. That's it. I don't really
play?
Do exciting things. Like, I'd be exhausted.
You ain't playing lingerie this weekend. I tapped in. I ain't seen no lingerie, so somebody lying.
That's exclusive. You gotta have, like, a VIP pass in my house. For that.
You ain't say that last week. Last week, you was like, I'll be playing video games and lingerie.
That's Kenesha Buss. Do not listen to things Kenesha Buss.
Here, and you immediately went out and developed a Twitch account and put a fake Twitch. You made a Twitch just.
I was supporting my friends, nigga.
With a Twitch. Oh man!
You go ahead and unsubscribe and shit.
This nigga eating fruit snacks. Like, why weren't you naked the other day?
I joined your little live.
A little live. I joined your little live.
It was a call. It was all duty, no booty. What the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, that's for VIPs only. That's VIP status.
Hey, Lulu, they don't know what kind of adventures we be going on in our personal time in the gaming world. Don't say you didn't do nothing. You could have defeated a whole SEAL Team 6 or explored the forests and collected mushrooms. You don't know what we'd be doing.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, there's a game on PS5. It's called Pizza Run. Bro, me and my daughters have been playing this shit all weekend. Like, tears were shed over this game. This game is serious, and it's nothing but a side scroll mobile style game of this pizza that's jumping from platform to platform. But bro, this shit is like, if you do not time
the pizza.
Yeah, if you don't time them jumps right, and you gotta
what are you jumping over? Toppings?
You jump over, like, so you know how those little signs be outside a restaurant that tell you the specials? They be like this, the little signs. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to jump over those. You got to collect pizzas. And sometimes there's one slice out of you missing, which gives you like a little Pac-Man style face.
Oh, you a full pizza. I was thinking of a slice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. But then the slice has gone rogue. So the slice is evil. So the slice is like shooting at you, you know, and it's your own slice. It'd be your own slice.
It'd be your own slices.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's like Temple Run, but pizza run. Got it.
The game was $2.99, and we had a damn good time this weekend playing Pizza Run.
All right.
Yeah, and so I'm going on the road June 3rd, and you know, I'm bringing my openers and shit, but I'm bringing Pizza Run. About to have some good ass fucking challenge.
Hell yeah.
About to put some money on the floor, Pizza Run.
Lulu, I wanted to ask the same question, but I feel like if I said, what y'all jumping over? Top is able to, man, shut your fat ass up. You always thinking about food.
CP didn't stop talking. I was going to say something to Lulu.
Listen, like, I saw it play out in my head. I Dr. Strange the shit out of it, and I was like, nope. I mean,
why would it jump over toppings?
What else would pizza be jumping over?
But here's the thing, though.
People.
To hear, but the way you said it just now, even in your example, made me want to tell you, shut your fat ass up, because because you almost seemed disgusted that it would jump over the toppings instead of enjoying them.
That's what I was saying. Why would it jump over him?
It's like, why wouldn't you want to be dressed, my nigga? Go get dressed.
All pizzas is different. All pizzas is like, get that pineapple off of me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could jump over pineapple. You could jump over hungry people. You could jump over turtles. You could jump over Tahirs.
Pigeons.
You could jump over a whole bunch of
pigeons
stuff.
And stuff.
Hey, man, fuck you, Pat.
Here's the final boss.
No one's ever beat him.
And he don't got no shirt. It's just the pants and pizza slices and sauce on his chest.
He has a little attack. His attack is like, Freckle Frenzy! Freckle Frenzy! Like,
zero have passed.
How did me say...
No pizza shall pass!
I didn't ask a question because I didn't want to get roasted. Turn it to me getting roasted. You niggas is different, bro.
Freckle Frenzy!
He got a cloak of pepperoni. I love it.
Listen, Ty over there is like the auntie that's watching the kids. She's like, long as they ain't fighting, they all
right. Anybody bleeding? Am I right?
Ain't nobody bleeding. They are.
Go ahead, let them play.
I thought she was gonna light up a cigarette in a minute.
Oh, she gonna do that.
She was like, go ahead.
Oh, I'm gonna do that anyway. That's how I am. Well, I'm gonna do that anyway.
I'm grown. You don't need to be worried about it. But I'm gonna play with your little cousins, man. Don't worry about what Ty doing.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Ty looked like she about to say, "Make it enough."
Ty say that's
yes,
a nigga.
It did. She, yes, it did.
Ty say that's a nigga. She fucked. She be like, going.
Yes, it did.
She like, she about to say, I ain't one of your little friends.
I am not boo-boo the fool, okay?
Hold on.
Boo-boo the fool.
You walk home from school and Ty is sitting on the porch like that, your teacher called me today. Like, fuck! Why the fuck do my phone got to ring every goddamn weekend? It's your teacher.
Look, but she wasn't doing nothing. Interrupting my goddamn stories. I had to turn to be.
I like what you did there, Tahir. I like how you deflected.
Shifted
that
motherfucking heat up that all
and put it on me.
I was doing the laundry, fucked up the laundry. I burnt the socks.
Can you do that?
You know you gotta wash that dryer. You can't let that dryer go. I'm on the phone with this bitch. Talk about you. I didn't burn this.
Have y'all ever experienced a dryer that got too hot? Anybody family had one that you grew up with?
Mine didn't get hot enough.
Them hood dryers get way too hot.
Yes, nigga. When I was living in St. Louis, before I got my washer and dryer, nigga, I used to go to this laundromat like. You damn near had to have like a hazmat suit on to take the jeans and shit off because the buttons would get so fucking hot you would literally burn the shit out of yourself on one of the buttons or one of the little rivets on the pants, anything like that. That shit
was got in there, bitch. That sounded like a time machine.
right? Nigga stumble out. What year is it? What year is thine?
You might fuck around and go to the skinny realm. Like, I'm so skinny here.
Hey, fuck you, CP. I have you know I'm down 10
I'm
pounds.
I'm so skinny in this realm.
10 good pounds you, down, nigga. You. I'm not stopping till we at 30.
If you was
how many down? Fighter,
10.
Ooh, I'm down 14. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm exactly
well, I'm
what
up
I was.
Five, so.
You up five.
I'm exactly the way that was. I have
let me tell you, Todd, none of us was going to ask because we want to get in trouble, get sent to bed at 2 o'clock p.m., nigga. So none of us. Nobody was asking him going to jail for that, nigga.
And that five ain't nothing but alcohol and some sugars and some chips and some candies and shit.
Something in me just wants to run to the stove for Ty.
But you better bring back a motherfucking change.
I'm about to run to the stove.
And I want the receipt. Because I
oh, you a petty motherfucker to make somebody
receipt. All right, cool.
From the hood store?
And change.
You know the hood store going to give you that skinny-ass receipt. Ain't shit on there but the numbers. You don't even know.
It'll tell you what you bought, how much you bought. It was nothing. Just the price. This is it.
It's your fault receipt. I'm stealing. You didn't want the receipt. I could have swindled everything, but now I have to steal because apparently you want to audit my store trip. So...
Y'all so funny. I like
what's
that.
What's the last thing y'all stole that was petty?
I stole this Homer Simpson keychain from Universal Studios because I bought like my daughters had rallied up all this shit in there, and then the guy was like, "Oh, was this yours?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's mine." And he put it in a bag. My daughter was like, "That wasn't yours."
That's not stealing though.
No, it was
that's accepting.
He finessed it. It was a finesse.
Yeah, but my daughter, she kind of looked at me the rest of the night like, wow, you think you know a person? You think you know somebody in there? They still in Homer's.
No. I ain't really steal that's like funny. That. I don't know.
You ain't never stole nothing petty?
I think I have, like, maybe some... gum or something. I don't know.
When we was in Houston, Pat and Ty was with me. I stole two cigarettes out of her purse every day, just on GP.
Where's so my damn cigarettes? I stole some Werther's Originals from Ty.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, y'all stealing from people? Cool.
No, I took all her butterscotch candies and her little strawberry wrapped candies.
Was it with her handkerchief?
It was in a plastic bag next to the white diamonds perfume she had in the purse.
Wow, this is what we're doing. Okay,
white diamond. Right. I also took a little milk and magnesium. My bad.
It's all fun and games. I'm gonna see you this weekend to hear. And like, while you just sitting there randomly just doing nothing, I'm just gonna reach into my purse, grab some tissue, and grab your nose, and make you blow your nose in front of people. Keep it up.
Damn, Ty gonna come up.
Ty gonna clean your ears out.
She gonna go like this.
I went to Ty's first. She had a Pez dispenser full of Tums. I was like, "What are you eating?"
You know, like, that I just was popped yours. Two. I'm about
you
to.
You know
feel
that
it.
Was yours to hear. You ate all
I
got to
keep
the
Tums on deck, baby.
I know you put. You took all the Pez out and put the Tums in. I know what you be doing.
Look,
mm-hmm.
I keep
mm-hmm.
the Tums on deck.
And that was in arm's reach.
Listen, I'll be eating up it when we do lunchtime lottery. If I have something too acidic, let me pop two of these motherfuckers before my storm start yelling at me. I ain't taking no chances.
Tums backwards is smut.
You are not welcome in their marketing room. Listen, I'm gonna say that right now.
I don't know why it was funny. I don't know why he said it out there. But the timing was impeccable.
I just figured.
I love the way your mind works, CP. It's just
crazy.
Just like a serial killer. Let's jump right into the first topic.
It's funny because you're a serial killer.
Ain't no
frost flakes.
I'm taking all the box.
He takes the cereal tops as trophies.
What's up, ladies? Watch out.
I'll be all over the place. Get in that car to hear me in the back seat, like, thought you got away, didn't you, bitch?
He probably has some cold ass one liners like, guess it was for kids.
I'm magically delicious.
To hear cafeteria walking home from school.
That cure was great.
That's hilarious.
I want to give a shout out to Ty Davis for jumping in with us today. Shout out to Lulu Gonzalez. And we got the original squad here, me, CP, Pat Cloud. Shout out to Mexico. She'll be back in a couple of weeks. We're going to go on and jump to this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather have a bad figure and be great at sex versus have a great figure and be bad at sex?
Easy. Wait, what's a bad figure? What?
Like, you know, obese, you know, a little
but where does that start?
No, Pat, don't give him anything. Listen, I'm bad bodied enough. I'm good at what I do. I think I'm already set where I'm going. Pat, because see, Pat, you give him that then to hear is like, well, you got diabetes version 2, and, you know, big mama your arm, you know what I'm saying? You got
like 300 pounds?
No, oh my God.
No, just bad body. Just not, bad body. Not ideal. Whatever bad
T-shirt body is, in the listen, pool. Whatever that is.
Nah, that's above bad body, though.
We're not here to put labels on bodies, because whatever you might be, a person that has 2 pounds of weight, you consider yourself unhealthy because that's how you look at yourself. So whatever your perspective is of a bad body is what it is.
Give me the bad body, because here's the thing: good bodies are supposed to be sexually attractive. You know what I mean? It's not like you just want to be at a pool party and be just looked at. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that eventually leads to the smashing. So if you catfish a nigga, or you know, you catfish everybody around you and you got trash penis or vagina, then that's just gonna end bad for everybody, as opposed to, you know, you a little bad built, but you can still convince somebody you got some jokes or something, and then you blow them away. You know what I'm saying? That's you could always get in the gym and jog a little bit.
I'm gonna tell you, and when the word gets out about what you're doing. Well, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Hey, like Allstate, you're in good, bad bodied hands. At that point, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's no pressure. I'm gonna tell you what, also too, girls like smashing a bad body nigga because girls are greedy by nature. So if everything is good, then this nigga be like, you trying to order a pizza real quick? They be like, she'd be like, fuck yeah.
That's what
so. I don't think so.
I'm
not gonna go with that.
It's not your flavor.
What women told CP though, and he was like, "Yeah, okay." Oh, bet.
I don't know about Ty. I can't speak for all the women, but I ain't never been like, "Ooh, look at that bad built nigga. Let me go spend time with him." That ain't never worked.
Grocery shopping with this big ass nigga real quick.
Only time I've ended up with a bad built nigga is by accident, you know? And, you know, it was cool, but I always looked at him like, ooh, I could change this and make this into something.
Why are you always looking for a project?
No, I don't want no project. That's the thing. I don't want no project. That's why I go to the gym and holler at the niggas that's in shape. But I've had in shape men with bad penis. But, you know, and that's a whole other thing.
Hey, to him, he like, long as he get his nut, he ain't tripping. That nigga can have horrible sex, but he gonna get his. You just ain't gonna smash again, but he gonna be out there tricking another chick because he got a good body. Yeah, he still gonna keep smashing.
But here's the thing. If you have trash sex, that getting out, because people, if you have a nice body, everybody knows. But if you talk to somebody like, if you talk to somebody who smashed like the baddest chick that you've ever seen, or if a chick talks to a chick that smashed like her ideal dude, if they tell him like, oh, the pussy was trash or the dick was trash, they low-key lose points. You're kind of like not as interested in them in a certain way, even though it could have been them, you know, that caused that performance.
But you still want to see for yourself. It's like when you see ratings for movies all the time. Sometimes like Rotten Tomatoes might get that shit a bad rating, but you still be like, ah, I still want
to. Right, but compared to someone who's okay, like an okay girl or okay dude, whoever they smashing is telling everybody like, yo, that's the shit. That person will always get more attention and more fun than the opposite. Like being good at sex is like being a popular roller coaster ride at an attraction. Everybody's like, you gotta ride that Viper, gotta ride that Viper. And then word gets out and you just like the popular, well, damn, I don't call myself a popular roller coaster.
Don't ride me.
You just the fucking popular, you the Six Flags nigga.
I got a theory that like super fine people ain't good at sex. I just feel like God couldn't make it that
I don't even talk about.
I feel like you gotta suck as you can't wake up and just be fine as fuck, just chiseled and all of this.
I ain't never had a bad
yoga. I seen a porn star, my nigga. Some of the best doing it are some of the best looking motherfuckers.
Like, a lot of that shit is fake.
I know a lot of very cute and handsome men who have great bodies and great penis.
Let me tell you something. The fact that you said handsome men means that they not fine by other people's standards then.
No, they are. They super fine. They super fine.
Okay.
Super fine.
Ooh, handsome is, everybody can't pull off handsome. Handsome is a whole different
thing. I'll send you pictures. I'll send you some pictures. But I also know some real fine men that ain't got some shit that's some trash. Now, I let them know that it's trash and you got a great body, but I can't do this no more.
Do you let a person know if they trash? Like, I've told people like that they were starfish, they were lazy and shit like that. But if it was trash, would you let that person know that they were trash?
Nicely, yes.
It depends if they talking shit. Like, I remember one time I had smashed this little young thing, and this was when Instagram was like still kind of new, like 2012. And he left my house because I put him out because he was awful at everything.
Wait. Describe that part. How'd you put him out?
Young man, get your clothes. I called your mom. She'll be here in a couple of minutes.
I said, what you about to do?
I said, what you about to do? And he was like, oh, I thought we was going kicking. I was like, nah, I got work in the morning. So,
you know. You didn't tell him then.
You're a comedian.
If you let me finish.
Like, wait a minute. Ain't no comedy
patriarchy,
clubs in the morning.
Patriarchy over talking me. So he left, and I was on Instagram, and I saw that he posted a meme, and it was like, I tore the pussy up. And I went right in them comments. I was like, you ain't tear up shit. Stop lying. Because I ain't like that. Don't go on Instagram. Like, you already had that meme in the clip. Come on, bro. What you doing?
Yeah. I had to tell one.
You should have just been quiet and not said nothing, but you want to go out here on Instagram and lie.
Oh,
no.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, I had a young dude, had to do the same. There's always these young dudes that they be thinking they doing something. And he was like, he wanted to cuddle and all of this shit. And I was like, nah, man, you ain't here for that. I was like, you could come back when you fuck me the way you're supposed to be fucking me. And you can leave. And he was like, but I took the bus. I was like, the bus is right there. You can go.
Still running?
Hey, I didn't, man. Lulu for sure moves like a nigga. I always heard it, but I never, until I saw how you handled the dude in person, I was just like, oh shit, Lulu is a nigga.
Farron too. I've had like some less than stellar rounds with Farron, and she would tap me on my shoulder and be like, hey, get you about 10-15 because that was some bullshit. I'll be back in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
fair.
That's a nice one. That's a nice way of doing
before.
It.
Like, for the most part, I won't say nothing. I'll just never call them again or never answer the phone or see them in public and act like I don't know them. You know, I'm nice about it.
But then they get the hint from that.
I've grown up around a lot of male environments. I played basketball. I was in the military. And you know, I've been around a lot of men who school me, unfortunately, to the bullshit. So I just took all of that in. And sometimes it just comes out in their vernacular and how they would.
Now, is this bad, the people that y'all been with? Is it bad in the sense of like, it's just horrible? Or is it bad in the sense of like, it could be coached, but you don't feel like putting in the time? Because that's different too.
We too old for that.
Here's the thing.
I've been
out here for a while. I've been out here for a while.
She has a well-traveled vagina is what she said.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know my body count. I think it's stupid for me to even try to figure out what that number is. I don't know it. And this guy that I just told y'all about was the absolute worst I've ever had. And most women only know their best, their worst, their first, their last, you know, and if they got kids, the father and them kids. If you've been with 20 dudes, you don't remember all 20. You just remember the best of the 20, the worst of the 20, father of your kids, and maybe somebody that this nigga was the worst nigga I ever had. He was bad at everything. Kissing, cuddling, touching, eating coochie, fingerprinting, everything. Bad at it.
What's his name?
Like, I had to stop him from each round of what we were doing. I was like, let's try something else. And it was so bad that I couldn't believe that he thought it was good on my end. I was like, sir, how did you think this was good? I was equally as awful as you were. Like, I had no rhythm. It was like, man, what you about to do? Because I got to go to work.
Hey, tomorrow. I was saying
I was mad that I put them little miles on my cat.
Did you finish? Did you
finish? We couldn't get started, Pat. What you mean finish? I finished myself.
She's so still left. Upset about it. That shit is crazy. She said, finish? Patrick, are you serious? First of all, look. Finish?
He's stupid as hell.
What am I finished with? Sorry, my nigga.
We didn't even get started.
Finish!
Hey, Ty kicked that nigga out them leopard sheets so fast.
Oh,
boy, get your ass out of here.
Where my shoes at? Under that picture of them two Panthers in my living room.
She stood at the bathroom door to make sure he didn't wash up with her decorative towels. No, not that towel.
How old do y'all think I am?
Funny, bro. A two Panther picture is just, you know, there's a two Panther picture somewhere in there.
Like y'all really think I'm old? Like
she poured her a glass of 2X moonshine and said, "This is some bullshit."
You know. When I first got my two Panther picture, you know, I said this whole living room finna change for the better.
Y'all was standing at the door when he got there. Come on in, young man. I poured us some MD 2020.
Crack over the wrist. I got that for Renaissance. I ended up paying it off. Two Panther picture. Look up. Go in there after two Panther. It's the only one you're going to get in Baltimore. It's two Panther picture. Anyway, hold on. I'm going to say this, though. Sometimes the chemistry between two people is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because of that, you have to acknowledge when the chemistry is on point.
Yeah.
Right. When the chemistry is amazing, you're like, oh my God, I got a great sexual chemistry with this person. You have to also acknowledge that there is people out there who you have completely zero sexual compatibility with. Mm-hmm. And the only thing y'all have in common, is the will to fuck each other. Like, well, you want to fuck? Sure, let's try this. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all just yinging and yanging. And I feel like, you know, you ever heard somebody was really dope and then when you get a chance to do your thing and it's not really dope with them and it's like,
it could be the opposite though. They could say like it was trash with them and when.
Right. And then it'd be dope. Right. And you'd be like, wait a minute, am I trash or is this, you know what I'm saying? You know, but it's just one of those things where it's like it's a lot of different people doing a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Let's put it to a vote.
Oh, it's already been voted.
Bad body.
Sex. What is it? What y'all going with?
Bad body, good sex. Yep.
No, I want the good body with the bad sex. I'm sorry.
What you going to do with that?
Looks like we're not
look
done.
Good.
Explain yourself.
But he can't fuck because, you.
Listen, y'all can't just say all of this stuff about me being old. Think I'm still out here trying to do whole stuff and sex and stuff. But my time is up. I'm out of my prime, man. I just want to look good now. I ain't trying to get these old ass meat curtains to nobody, son.
I call you old, Ty. You're just on the porch with a robe and a cigarette.
I'm out the game, baby. I'm retired. This is what retirement looks like.
Old ass meat curtains.
Hey, man, this coochie was manufactured in the late 70s, bro. The jig is up. It's over for me. I just want to look good, like them Instagram girls, just with the two-piece, bikini on, you gonna be and miserable. His stomach is flat, them bitches don't and get they fucked. All greased up.
I know them. They don't get fucked. You
want to and when they I do, don't, you don't, see, don't, you don't see all the stuff behind the scenes when they do.
They not fucking. You don't like, get fucked. No more.
I want to look good naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I'm looking at myself in the mirror naked, that's when I got to really do my affirmations. Like, you is kind. You is smart. You, I no man. Well, I want to look at my teeth and be like,
you can have a bad body if you look in the mirror and be like, I'm gonna drink water today.
You're not
I'm
understanding. Gonna eat right
today. Nah, I'm gonna do this I don't today. Do it you're gonna have a bad body regardless.
Lulu, Lulu, she is ready to retire her coochie into a bread of hoagie, into like I'm a hoagie bread. Just put it, slide it down into a hoagie bread. And just retired the roast beef into a sandwich. And,
she had the of hanging line. She had the end. Like, what you want with this? You want chips? You
just
want
a Baltimore cheesesteak with.
I'm done. I'm in my final season.
You want three I'm cookies finished. With this?
I just
to go?
Want.
What you
I want the great body with the bad sex. And since my body gonna look so good, my sex gonna be so bad. I'm not even gonna be having sex. So it's not like I'm gonna be ruining the sex pool because I'm not in the pool.
Y'all don't think y'all gonna be fucking around. When you old?
I'm be, I got look a good 30 something years left of fucking in me.
I'm gonna be an old good. Dude who still fucks. Mm-hmm.
My dad asked me, the other day, he's like, hey, can you give me some pills? You know, I was like, what the hell are you asking me? He's like, hey man, I still need to get it up. You know, your mother here, you know. I was like, talk to your son. Dude, I'm not giving you no pills. I'm not doing it.
He's like, you see, on, you man. Be doing them Bluetooth ass. You're like, well, yeah, I'm going to call Lulu. Shit.
Well, listen, hey, Dad. Can you send my DC. Daddy some pills?
I got a couple to spare. Looks like the bad body, good sex, take it. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this. You got to pick one for life. You only eat one for the rest of your life. Barbecue versus pizza.
Shit.
So that means you can't have barbecue chicken pizza.
No, you can, right? Because it's pizza.
Aha.
But it's it has barbecue on it.
Yeah.
But it's not like top tier barbecue. It's like why can't you? To hear that's a popular pizza. It's not like we're making it up.
Oh yeah, CPK. Ain't no other place made barbecue chicken pizza popular outside of
regular.
Everybody makes Domino's got a fire ass barbecue chicken pizza. When I say fire ass,
you ain't ordering that shit on the regular CP. You ain't ordering on the regular.
Why are you getting upset with me that it exists?
I ain't mad that it exists. I've had it before. They use the barbecue sauce as the sauce. They don't use the red tomato sauce on that, but I've had it before, nigga.
It is a pizza. They got breakfast pizzas. They got fruit pizzas. I gotta go with pizza because of the shit that they can do with pizza.
Yeah.
The fact that you call it a pizza, it's the pizza.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
I'm gonna go with pizza.
You got a lot of different cuts of meat with barbecue though.
Yeah, but they all
I mean, how many different cuts of barbecue?
You got ribeye,
chicken.
You got the chicken. You got beef or pork ribs. You got the brisket? Roast. You could barbecue seafood. You could barbecue salmon. You could barbecue lobster tails.
And put it all on a pizza.
Mm-hmm. Lobster pizza from Berry's is fire.
Hey, but does that include sides? Because you said only
that's
that
a good question.
Yeah, ain't no size. It's either barbecue, whatever it is, or
yeah, pizza. I can't just be eating meat for the rest of my life.
You can literally sit anything on a pizza and it's a pizza. You could sit a telephone on a pizza and it's still a pizza.
I mean, pizza, what is the definition of pizza? Because you could technically switch up the ingredients because Domino's, you can get Alfredo instead of tomato or
you get barbecue. A white sauce. You get a white sauce on a pizza.
So is the pizza just the layers itself, or is it really the cheese?
It's the bread, sauce, cheese, toppings.
So, I mean, okay.
Oh, it's not the cheese. It's not the cheese.
How's not the cheese?
Because you can get a pizza with no cheese, my nigga, and it's still a pizza.
Yeah, it is, but don't nobody. I mean, the people that order pizza
people are lactose intolerant. It ain't the cheese.
Dairy intolerant people.
A pizza is a flat open pie.
My nigga, you going to go to a pizza party. And they got all the pizzas that ain't got no cheese there. You gonna have something to say about it.
But all the what there to hear?
All the pizzas that they told you were going to be there have no cheese on them.
They are pizzas.
Nah, fuck that.
So people with no legs aren't people?
That's not what we're saying.
People with no legs aren't people.
Are people with no legs pedestrians?
What?
Get people with no lip. Never mind. Y'all gonna give me.
I'm not doing this with y'all.
I'm not gonna get canceled for you niggas.
Yeah,
that was a question.
So technically, cheese is part of the definition, or the ones that I've seen.
No.
So cheese, I mean, not part
of the definition of a pizza.
No, I mean, look up the definition.
The definition, people.
There are. I feel like there are pizzas without cheese, but does that change it? You know what I mean? It's kind of like a taco.
If it's a pizza without cheese, then theoretically it's already a pizza.
If it's a pizza with no cheese, it's toast, nigga. You have a sauced up piece of toast with pepperoni on it.
I mean, Blaze makes a pizza with no cheese and they still call it a pizza.
That's toast.
Okay, so actually the Webster definition is a dish typically of flattened bread dough spread with a savory mixture, usually including tomatoes and cheese. So there was a usually in the actual definition. And it said typically of bread dough. So I guess technically you could change that too.
Typically, is a big word and a definition, which means all of them are pizzas, which means I'm putting barbecue brisket, I'm putting barbecue chicken, I'm putting barbecue crab legs,
if this wizard forbids you from eating barbecue, then technically you could have everything besides toppings. So I guess both of y'all are kind of right. Like, if you physically couldn't eat barbecue, then that would include putting a barbecued chicken on a pizza. But we get all the other toppings. I'm going pizza. I can't just be eating straight up barbecue meat.
Yeah, I'm going pizza.
Yeah, because I only like barbecue in the summertime anyway. I ain't never been in the winter like, ooh, I want some ribs and some brisket.
Really? They never ate no brisket in the cold?
What's wrong with you? We switched to barbecue for Christmas for like 3 Christmases. We just got tired of the traditional shit and just switched it up and did barbecue for like 3 Christmases.
I like barbecue. Kansas City got some real good barbecue. Man.
Yeah, they got vinegar base. They got a vinegar base sauce.
I hear they're better than like Memphis and St. Louis when it comes to barbecue.
It's
really on your taste. Because the base is different in every place. You got a mustard base, you got a vinegar base, you got like the sweeter ones with the honey base and all that, the brown sugar base. So it really just depends. And often the time your region dictates your taste. So
Texas is big on the rubs, which I really enjoy a good savory rub. Memphis is a lot of smoke. Mm-hmm. A lot of smoke in Memphis. That vinegar base in the Kansas City, St. Louis area. Yeah, okay.
Let me ask y'all a question. If there's no barbecue sauce on the meat, it's just a rub. Is that a barbecue or a cookout? Because I've always called that a cookout when y'all ain't got a barbecue sauce.
Say that again.
Like, I've been to barbecues that didn't have barbecue sauce, and I'm like, niggas ain't a barbecue, then it's a cookout.
But I thought the barbecue was more about the grill, not the sauce.
I can't believe you're asking these questions to hear. It's like, I want to get you a dictionary or like a small assistant that could be like, Tahir, don't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tahir, don't ask that.
The sauce was made specifically.
A cookout is just the event.
Nah, man, they ain't got no barbecue sauce. White people have cookouts. Black people have barbecue.
What about the barbecue grill?
They don't make, because you could just cook a burger on there and throw some cheese and some ketchup on there. That ain't nothing but a barbecue. That's flame broiled.
But you barbecued that burger.
You cook that burger on an open flame the same way that burger
on a barbecue grill.
It don't matter the grill, nigga. If it's on an open flame, it's only barbecue with the sauce.
You have glasses on. I can't believe you're saying this.
How are you not getting with this? I thought you, a master cure, would agree with this. It's not barbecue if you don't have the sauce.
No, that's not true, bro. Barbecue is just put it like this.
There you go, some lying shit.
No, barbecue sauce, right? It's the sauce of the barbecue, which means that you add this to the barbecue. This is for the barbecue.
That's what makes a barbecue.
Listen. The way that the adjective lines up, hot dog bun. This is the bun. You can have a hot dog without the bun, but this is the hot dog bun. That's the barbecue sauce. You put that sauce on the barbecue. anything on the grill is being barbecued, but it's just grilled, cued, all of that's the same thing.
Let me tell you
listen,
something.
Listen, hold on.
Eggs are fried on the griddle.
So here, a cookout is when more than your immediate family that live in your house is invited to that place to enjoy what you barbecue. Who barbecuing at the cookout is what they say.
And they say it's who the on same word. At the barbecue. That's what they say.
So okay, they say so who the, barbecuing at the barbecue.
The definition of barbecue.
Let me say this. You made a lot of sense, but it's damaging to my argument, so fuck you. What'd you say, Pat?
The definition of barbecue is just to roast or broil food such as meat on a rack or revolving spit before a source of heat like hot coals or a gas flame. So it's really just the preparation of cooking over low heat and smoke. So literally, even cavemen that are just having like that little rotating thing over the fry, they're technically barbecuing. So it really is more about the...
Oh, they was definitely barbecuing. They was out there talking shit.
So they were... But just with grunts?
Like tasting this shit? But you knew what they meant, too. Every grunt had a different... All right, my bad. Go ahead. I just wanted to say that.
I'm looking for other definitions that support my argument.
Why are you doing that?
I think cookout and barbecue are the same thing, but just one from culturally different standpoints.
Yeah, I've never heard that before about the whole barbecue.
That's because y'all been lost your whole lives. I'm trying to bring you to the light. Y'all fighting it.
To hear ever since you put on those goddamn minion glasses. Everything you said.
I can't unsee it now.
He like the dude that dated the minions' mom. you know all the. I got about 400 stepsons, man. They all cool.
What? Hey, you have any overalls? Do the last question in overalls.
Go put on a yellow t-shirt. You got a yellow t-shirt.
No, just take your shirt off and you'll be the minion. Put the overalls on, take your shirt off.
Everybody having a good time. You over there laughing too, Ty? You having a good time over there?
I didn't say anything.
Ty, you go ahead and laugh. It's okay.
Ty, you grin, you in. I saw you over there trying to hold it in.
You grin, you in.
I didn't say anything.
Hey, to hear like the first Irish minion. Yeah, you know, they put me out because I got a little bit of black in me. So, you know what I'm saying? They was calling me an onion.
Ty, don't try to press your lips together and don't laugh.
They was calling me an onion, man, because I'm a little bigger than the rest of them.
Don't you do it, Ty. Don't you do it. Swallow that fucking giggle, Ty.
Hey, he's speaking. The overalls in the back, they got the buttons that come out. You see his butt, like little kids, they got the little buttons in the back.
These are all my minions. I have one onion, and come this way.
Hold it together, Ty. Don't do it. Don't let them ruin our friendship.
She gonna bring some overalls for you on the road. She's gonna be like, "Hey, I think you left your wardrobe."
Not that. What the fuck, Ty?
It's my allergies. It's my sneeze.
Tahir was like, heavy D at the Minion Talent Show.
I sneeze. I'm outside in the pollen.
Beep.
Hey, Ty, would you do that if it was like this is a Minion show? And we got to do our sets as minions. Would you do a hot 15?
Oh my God. Bro.
You know what? Because I support my friend, then yes, I will.
Thanks, Ty. Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's just put it to a vote then. Let's
put it to a vote. Minion or onion?
No, here's the vote. You think Tahir is going to wear these glasses again on Squadcast?
You goddamn right I am. Right I am. I give a shit about none of that. I like these glasses. Fuck y'all, man. barbecue versus pizza. What are we going with?
Pizza.
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 All right. Pizza. Perfect.
In a minute. Pizza.
Woo, pizza.
Saying pizza at the same time.
Lulu, you having a good time?
Hey, anytime a nigga asks you if you having a good time, y'all having fun over there laughing at that?
That's the equivalent of everybody be like, they be like, hey, look at your boy. Look at your boy. Yeah. Oh, man. None of it is in good spirit. We're going to move on to this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, which would you rather do? Wear lingerie to a friend's gathering versus go nude to a business meeting.
Is lingerie for both men and women?
Yeah, you ain't got no lingerie, my boy.
Would that consider boxers?
Hold on, Pat, because you don't even deserve to be in that. Tahir, what the fuck wrong with you, man? What are you talking about? This nigga ain't got no lingerie, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. What you on, fam? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you on, man? What
you ain't got no little parent? The G string, like, like an elephant trunk, nigga, and it's like the elephant trunk, have, and you got your ass out, and it's a thong.
Nigga, you better not put on a goddamn Savage Fenty.
Oh, they came back in overalls.
They got pants for men. They got Savage Fenty robes and pajama sets. On,
dog. Oh my god, bro, what are we doing, man?
I definitely would wear the lingerie at a friend's event because I might find something there, you know. Hey,
what if he brought back that little string you tie around ham?
That's to hear lingerie.
That little netting.
Yeah. And it say freak by the pound. Freak by the pound.
That little honey baked netting.
Oh, the man. Little
man. Hey, no, he put the honey back in, and then it say deli belly. Want some of this deli belly? Ooh, I know you want to slice this deli belly.
Is that the name of the clothing line? Deli belly?
Hey, bro. Yes, man. Yes.
Look, this is some shorts right here, right?
Those are basketball shorts.
Bro, you bought the box.
They go with the roll. They go
with the roll. Is that Savage Fenty?
Nah, this is this black designer I
called. Easy. Oh, that's smooth.
That looks great.
Right? But if you want to step it up, you know, you get the Savage roll. This one comes with like the, you know what I'm saying, the see-through.
Oh, that's
joints.
Cute.
You know?
That's all considered lingerie?
Man, put that goddamn CeeLo Green looking ass shit down.
you got the red seal.
Some people like freaking in the night. Some people like freaking at night.
Right? The lime green Savage joints.
Ooh.
Okay. And then if you want to take it to the next level.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell nah.
That's what I'm talking about. Your ass out.
That looks like
ass
a sports
out,
bra.
Baby. Listen.
Ooh. Little jockey strap. Come here. Ooh. Play a game real quick. Let me tap you on your ass. Good game.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. I got like.
Why do you have sleek sumo wear?
He put that on to be like Mortal Kombat.
it's aerodynamic when I'm eating. I can run fast to the kitchen.
Man, this nigga's here. Like I like my whole ass in some sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? So I like to. You know what I'm saying? Have my ass out.
Hey, listen, nigga, I'm an equal opportunity freak with my wife. I like the way my wife looks in lingerie. She likes the way I look in lingerie. Man. You know, so if you're not comfortable with your sexuality to please your wife like that, CP, then just say that, brother.
I'm throwing fair.
If you intimidated, just fair, say that.
Like, I swear to God, nobody told him to buy that, y'all.
Hey, that shit's sexy.
My wife bought most of that for me. What are you talking about?
Hey, the answer. I love when they come out. He got some like in black. He got the black robe with some black boxer briefs and ooh.
I got the black one too. Got the black one too.
The answer to this question 100% falls on what's considered lingerie between those harnesses that we just saw and those and the robes. Because I'm down with the robes and the robes.
All of it falls under lingerie. All of it.
Yeah, I'll wear that anyway. I'll
tell you something. I'm going butt ass naked to the meeting and I'm getting this shit over with. Who likes this? Hey, let's go from there. Who the fuck is fucking with this? Let's go.
See, you gonna end up at Brazzers.
Hey, man. Like I said, like I said, if I gotta put some satin on my ass or walk out.
What's wrong with satin? Why you don't like satin? What's satin do to you?
Soft material is a fantastic material.
It feels good.
They inching us down that road. What's wrong with satin?
Hey,
what's wrong
with your toxic masculinity?
Like, nah, fam.
I ain't never had satin was only for women, nigga. What the
Detroit,
fuck?
Detroit has ruined
you. You don't like satin?
He doesn't appreciate the finer things in life. Detroit has ruined this man.
I got a rap for the real niggas on here. Detroit,
no, that ain't real. That's stupid.
Nah, that's real. That's real.
You're going to go to Maldives and they're going to give you some satin sheets. You're going to be like, hey, who gave me this gay shit? Who going to give me this? I don't want this.
What's wrong with satin?
This nigga is light-skinned with a cranberry see-through robe. Talk about
the robe ain't see-through, just the bottoms are. The robe ain't see-through.
Fuck out of here. I got my vote, nigga. This nigga has a see-through satin. Okay, that's Ooh, see how solid cute. That is, Pat? That's solid.
But his is short. His stops at his ass cheeks. No, everything else is hanging out.
Fuck you. This is a full length.
Yeah, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What you wearing on the bottoms, though, Pat?
Nothing. Winnie the Pooh. I come
okay,
in
then.
Like a dick out samurai.
I had a dude do that to me, too. He had a robe on with nothing on the bottom. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Come through with the teacups filled with tequila.
Ooh. Oh,
Jesus.
OLED do it.
That's a cool robe, man. You know,
eat sushi off a booty.
And so you want to see through? Listen, dog, I voted,
I got like
man.
8 robes. I ain't gonna lie. I got like 8 robes. I got a whole bunch of sets reversible. And stuff like
as
that.
As you should.
This is satin though. I think no, maybe I don't know.
Yeah, that's just
that
sexy.
That look like a very big do-rag, and I like that. That's
you are a nigga, bro. We didn't get him on our side until I put on some.
And then look. Here come the choir solo master right here. I see because I'm fat. I see because I'm free. But I don't eat food that's fat free. Cause that shit just ain't me. Say it again. I sing because I'm fat. I sing because I'm free. But I don't eat food that's fat free.
CP, I don't expect you to like roll.
That shit just ain't me.
You know, a lot. Sometimes they don't have pockets. You ain't got no
burgers. Hallelujah.
I get it.
Nuggets make you sing.
If there was
smoothies, no, that's not me.
An NBA robe or something like that that was satin. Would you wear it?
Unless it's ice cream. Say it again now. Say it loud. Burgers, hallelujah.
A third verse.
Nuggets.
A third verse.
It's a good song. Good song. It's gospel. It's,
tell
it's
you
gospel.
Your only child. You don't know when to stop. I can tell. You don't know when to shut the fuck up.
His parents just let him go on. They just learn to tune him out. Oh, that baby got banged.
I'm just joking. You guys can pick on me. I know. I don't know.
The victim switch.
He just did a three verse
gospel song calling me a fat ass, but now he wants to be the victim.
I thought it was clever because you're fat and you're free, but you don't eat fat-free stuff because that's just not you.
We heard it the first time.
You're fat-phobic.
You don't like nice stuff. You're making Detroit just seem like stereotypical for the men there. That's what you're the representation of that, CP. I just want you to know that.
Satin.
Well, you making St. Louis look like niggas be wearing their ass out in their drawers. And I guess we're even.
I tell mountain climbing harnesses you put on and be like, let's climb to Pleasuresville or whatever the fuck you say.
Pound Town, baby. You get to the top of that mountain, it's Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Can I sing my song again?
Go ahead, man.
No, I'm good.
Wait, let's all look like Ty Davis, though. Go ahead with your little song.
Go ahead with your little song.
Y'all gotta, y'all, I got y'all more gotta leopard say sing, baby. Sing, baby. You
mind my business. Damn. Nah,
we know, Ty. We know.
Thinking about the next leopard dress, the next leopard pillowcase.
I ain't gonna hold
what
you.
What the fuck else comes in leopard?
I found these leopard pants that I bought like a few years ago because I was packing for this weekend. I was like, oh shit, I ain't worn these since January 23. I might break these bitches out for that Georgia show. I think I might wear them pants now.
Tag me in any photos.
Georgia's gonna be so
much fun. I'ma tag you, Pat. I'm wearing the pants.
Georgia's gonna be so motherfucking fun. We're going to Estelle, Georgia. Hell like right outside Atlanta Estelle? To do some. Yeah. Austell.
Are y'all going to Atlanta?
Yeah, we're going to Atlanta. I'm going to do Atlanta July 3rd.
Pulling up.
Pull up, bro.
I'm pulling up.
Good ass time. CP, like Atlanta, free pull man. Up, man. Pull up on a real nigga.
I like Atlanta, man. Atlanta's cool, man.
It's going to be a good time, man. We out here. So, another CP, Atlanta. we really can't get you in a robe, bro.
I have robes, bro. I have a robe. I have a nice Versace robe upstairs.
What are they? Like the towel material?
The towel material.
Yeah, it's the heavy one.
Those are fire,
Terry cloth.
Yeah. You can just get right out the shower with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has these like satin, like only on the collar and on the middle. It looks like Pat's robe with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's limit the satin. Like
I don't limit the satin, bro. It's just like I just don't want nothing directly on my ass like that, like smooth like that. You know, I just want like some drawers on.
Oh,
or nothing.
Put on some drawers.
So you wear like Euro pad drawers, nigga? What are you wearing? Why do you have silk drawers?
You don't have one pair of satin silk.
I ain't got no silk drawers because I don't like. That's not how I wear my.
But you can wear regular drawers.
He doesn't like
robe.
The texture. It's that's the texture for him.
You feel like it's just that's like panty esque. I don't know why niggas want that. Like I don't know, but that's just.
Have you wore panties before?
Nah, but it just looked like.
How you know what panties feel like?
Because I didn't ram my motherfucking fingers over some goddamn panties thousands of times, my nigga. I know what panties in the ass feel like. What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It ain't the same.
Red, my motherfucking.
That's like me saying, I know what dicks feel like because I done felt dicks in my hand all the time.
But you know
I don't
how
know
they
how
sit
dicks
in the
feel
drawers,
in real life
though.
All the time.
Lulu, hold on, Lulu. So would you want to be in some loose boxers for your drawers for the day?
It depends. What am I doing? Sometimes I do want some loose ass panties.
He be hooping.
Right. Okay. Well, Ty, do you want some loose ass boxer drawers?
Well, it depends. Sometimes you gotta let that thing air out. All right, so
damn.
Loser, it depends on what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? I like regular ass drawers. Okay, look. Hold
it
on. You know what?
On what I'm doing.
Hold on. Ethica drawers. They have like a different. They almost feel like
What are they? Bombas. They're like bombas.
Like
they got
spandex.
The same material as bombas.
Yeah.
Because they're like workout underwear.
Yeah. So some shit fire. Like that. Though, but those kind of get on my nerves too because they're not like breathable. They're not like breathable for real. They kind of like
those are fire.
You like you still wear boxers or you wear boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs, regular boxer briefs, like cotton, regular boxer briefs. You know what I'm
saying? They have the same hug. They have the same hug as boxer briefs.
They do, but the material feels like a Halloween costume. It feels like, you know what I'm saying? Like it just feels like
that's a hilarious example, but that's nice.
Yeah, it's cool for my draws every day. Some fucking gymnastics shit. I'm straight. I just need to breathe.
Yo, I don't do that every day. I only put that
Lulu's
on.
Lulu's very upset with me. I'm sorry, dog. No, I don't
like. What kind of draws you be wearing every day? I'm concerned now.
It's pound town. I don't walk around with a jock strap on. I only put the jock strap on.
Are you wearing baggy boxer briefs?
No, I wear tight boxer briefs, but they're the material, Lulu. It's the material.
Okay, so you only like cotton, that's it, just cotton
for the most part. That's like my favorite thing, you know what I'm saying? This is okay. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody.
Hey, no, we learned
it's your preference.
Yeah, we don't got his. I feel like my drawers aren't exotic enough. Now I gotta go to Marshall's and go to the drawers department.
Live your boring drawers life, you know. If you want to keep your drawers boring as fuck, that's you. Stay in your lane, be happy with your boring basic drawers.
You have on a guile tank top, Lulu. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Sonic
what
Boom.
Does that mean? My draws are still popping. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I was just trying to roast you to divert. You're so aggressive.
Y'all be trying to roast me. I'm a roast professional now.
What the fuck does that mean? Nigga, I was just talking about the tank top. I don't know what you want me to say. I've roasted everybody on here today. God damn. Pat, I didn't know that was a baby trunk shirt. That's hard. But other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Lulu be like, hey, what the fuck? Like, nigga, I roast people. God damn.
But I expect better from you. That was, do it again. Well, hold on. Different.
Lulu, I got to call you because you do be mad aggressive. Hold up. I saw a compilation. You know Jazz Jones make the compilation. Gotcha. And so I saw a compilation where you fucking snapped on somebody. I don't want to say their name, but you snapped on that compilation. You was like, shut the fuck up. You always talking. I was like, nigga, I'm a.
I'm gonna watch it right after this.
Who is that? Tell me that compilation.
She does compilations for all of us.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, she Jazz Jones on YouTube and TikTok. She's,
you know, so funny. So I only amazing. Heard like, that shit. I only started hearing that shit when I moved to LA. In New York, I ain't never heard none of this shit.
Everybody's like that in New York.
Because everyone's like that.
That's what everybody I'm saying. Everybody be like, man, you be mad aggressive. And I'm like, me and my niggas talk like this all the damn time. I'm like, I don't know.
No,
what,
Lulu.
What y'all be
you
talking
told
about?
That person, shut the fuck up. You was like, shut the fuck up. You always talking.
Oh, that
you
was Keetra. I was saying when Keetra was on? Yeah, Keetra was running her goddamn mouth. I was like,
that's a totally normal sentence in New York, though. Shut the fuck up. Bitch ass nigga. They be like, okay, my man.
Yeah, keep
like, oh, respect, queen. Respect, queen. You got me right there, queen. Respect.
Hey, I saw a video where a dude walked in the shop. He walked in a bodega and he went up to his homie, I guess, who did the cashier. He was like, hey, I smacked the fuck out of you, bro. I want a sandwich. And that was just like, he was just like, all right, for sure, man. And I was just like, damn, this culture different.
Yeah, that's how it be.
He opened with a threat.
Sandwich.
I smacked the fuck out of you, bro.
You heard? Let's put it to a vote. What are we going? We're going to wear lingerie to a friend's gathering versus go nude to a business meeting.
Lingerie, well, that's me, illegal. Please.
Lingerie. We forgot about the legal part of that. You would,
nah, man. The wizard will zap you there. You there. You good.
But is it like, is it regular office temperature? Because I'm not at my full form.
Which business meeting is this? Is it like Hulu, like Netflix?
If it's a business meeting, it's probably something you don't want to fuck up, which means you're going to fuck it up by being naked. Well, I mean, y'all are different.
Bro, I'm an actor. I'm going to a business meeting. They probably going to want to see my dick anyway because they wanted me to be in something. So it's like, fuck it, let's get this over with.
Kind of meetings?
Is that the requirements now?
No, I'm saying, like, let's say, like, you on, like, an HBO show and they're like, oh, you're going to be new on the show. Like,
CP just told us that he had to reveal his dick in every meeting he's been in.
That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, they're going to pull my dick out anyway. So.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you watch, like, Euphoria, you watch all these shows, like, they're showing niggas' dicks now. It used to be, like, women, they had to see your body. Nah, they probably want to see niggas' dicks for real to be like, okay,
that's crazy.
You can't get a stunt dick? Like, you can't get,
probably,
like...
You probably could get a stunt dick. If you need one, they'd be like, that'd you be know crazy. What? We're going to line you up with a stunt dick. We don't think that's the right dick for the...
Paint my dick with CGI green. That'd be hard. And then
you just don't want to show your dick. You know, you're like, ain't nothing wrong with yours. Be like, you know, I want to keep that to myself. You know, I don't want to be Jesse Williams out here.
That's
but
real.
Thank God for Jesse Williams.
I heard he was mad at that. He was upset.
He should be.
I think that was just for PR, though. I'm sure he was like...
he was like,
wow, hilarious. He was hard.
What kind of play was that? What the
he
fuck
wasn't
was going
even
on?
Hard, and it was oh. Just fantastic.
Okay, my bad. I thought he was on stage, center stage, just with a hard dick. Like, I was like, yo, that was it's a whole different picture.
But
I
he did smack his shit.
That nigga's an actor, you understand? That nigga can get into it. Like, yeah,
he did smack his shit to show people like it was real, you know. Yeah,
what
yeah. It was, know. Yeah. Yeah, he
someone
like
smacked it on stage.
Yes,
there was another man in the scene
because it's about
Jesse Williams was like, it's like about a gay baseball player or something like that. And so it was him and another naked man in the scene. And Jesse was swinging Thor's hammer, baby. I'm telling you, it was so amazing that
Ty, you trying to go to the show? You trying to take a road trip?
Swinging Thor's hammer.
Let's go get some tickets, girl.
Hey, no one explained the dick smack.
Oh, he was just standing there. He was because it's like a shower scene. Yeah. And they're in the shower. And he just like went like that to his joint. And they were just like, why?
Why did he do that?
Listen. I don't know. And I don't care.
He's trying to go viral, like, Pat. And it worked. The nigga was like, watch this.
It's Broadway. I mean, like,
he didn't know nobody was recorded. He didn't know because they wasn't supposed to be recording. You know,
right,
he
it's Broadway. Play.
They wasn't supposed to have their phone.
And the girl took it out and was like,
but you know, it was that girl fourth time going through the show. It looked, so exactly what time she was like, yeah.
And it looked like him and the dude kissed. Like a lot of people didn't pay attention to that whole clip.
Yeah, I don't care about a lot of people didn't pay.
I was like, because after the 768 time that I saw it, I was like, did he just kiss that nigga? I don't even care. Put that meat back on there. Man, listen.
Yeah. I ain't see none of that. I ain't look from the head up. I was looking from chest down. I ain't look none of that.
It wasn't even all the way. See here, I showed it to my mama. She tried to put my whole phone in her mouth. She was like, girl, what you doing? Relax. She was like, you trying to go? I was like, yes, mama.
Let's go.
Let's put it to a vote.
We trying to go.
That was not the scene that I thought happened.
Lingerie for Todd. Is this how
you sell more tickets? Is this what niggas gotta do to sell out on the road?
Hey, just have somebody smack your dick on stage, man.
No, he smacked his own dick.
He smacked his own.
Oh, wait.
You want me to send it to you, Pat?
Chad look like a baby arm. Oh my god, I still got it in my phone.
Smacking his own dick is hilarious.
I'm gonna send it to Pat.
All right. Well, looks like the lingerie has it.
Wait, you didn't tell us our votes. You didn't tell us the vote.
Oh, I voted for lingerie.
I said lingerie versus going to the meeting. New.
Wait, ask for my vote.
Pat, what's your vote?
Pizza.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank our guest, Todd Davis, Lulu Gonzalez. Shout out to the original squad, man. Appreciate y'all as always. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.